Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, so get this. We've gotten a ton of questions about this whole epigenetic clock thing.
Yeah.
And apparently it's not just about how many candles are on your birthday cake.
Right.
So we are diving deep today to see if this clock is just like a measure of aging.
Yeah.
Or if we can like tweak it for a healthier, longer life.
Absolutely.
Spoiler alert, there is stuff you can do right now.
Oh, yeah.
To potentially slow down that clock.
Yeah, it's a fascinating area of research. And like you said, it's about more than just your chronological age.
Right.
It's about how old your body is, like at a cellular level.
Okay, so for someone who's never even heard of this before, like what is this epigenetic clock everyone's talking about?
So imagine your DNA is like a blueprint for your body.
Okay.
And then picture like tiny sticky notes all over it.
Okay.
Changing how those instructions are read. Yeah. Those notes are these things called methyl groups.
Methyl groups.
Yeah. And they attach to our DNA in this process called DNA methylation.
Okay.
And they actually influence how your genes work.
So like turning the volume up or down on certain genes?
Exactly like that, yeah.
Wow, that's wild. But how does that tie into aging?
Yeah.
Like, do we just get more and more of these notes as we get older?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
What we're finding is as we age, those notes kind of shift around.
All right.
And that changes the expression of our genes.
Ah.
And this affects everything from how quickly our cells grow and repair themselves to how well we handle stress.
You know? Yeah. So it's like the blueprint starts getting all these like scribbles and notes in all the wrong places.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that make everyone age at the same rate?
What?
I mean, I've heard there are actually different types of epigenetic clocks.
You're right. There isn't just one universal clock.
Right.
There are different types like the Horvath's clock, the Hannum clock, and PhenoAge.
Okay.
And they all focus on specific methylation markers on our DNA.
So like having a stopwatch to time a race, but then also having a calendar to track the whole year.
Exactly. Each clock gives us a slightly different perspective on biological age.
Okay, so we've got all these clocks ticking away inside of us.
We do.
Why should we care? What's like the takeaway here for the average person?
So the really important thing is that your biological age, the one measured by these clocks, is a much better predictor of your overall health and how long you'll live than your actual birthday.
So it's like looking under the hood and seeing how well things are running.
Exactly.
Instead of just going by the mileage on the odometer.
Yeah, it's a much better picture of what's going on inside.
Does that mean we could like spot health risks earlier than we could with like traditional checkups and stuff?
Exactly. Knowing your biological age can give you a heads up about potential health risks.
Right.
Way before you even have symptoms.
Huh.
And the earlier you know, the better your chances are of, you know, making positive changes.
It's about being proactive, not reactive.
Exactly.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's about taking control.
Okay, so can we turn back this epigenetic clock? Can we, like, hit rewind?
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Studies are showing that certain lifestyle factors can have a real impact on these epigenetic clocks.
Really?
Like, one study on the Mediterranean diet found that people who followed it for just 1 year,
yeah,
their biological age decreased by almost 2 years compared to the group that didn't.
2 years younger.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
I'm listening. What's so special about the Mediterranean diet?
Well, it's all about those delicious foods like olive oil, fish, fruits, and veggies.
Yeah.
They're packed with antioxidants and omega-3 fatty acids.
Okay.
And they all help fight inflammation. And chronic inflammation is a major driver of aging.
So it's not about like depriving yourself. It's about adding in the good stuff.
Right. It's about making healthy choices that taste good.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What about the timing of our meals? Does when we eat matter too?
Yeah, that's another area where we're seeing some really cool results.
Okay.
So calorie restriction and intermittent fasting have both shown potential to trigger this cellular cleanup process called autophagy.
Autophagy. That sounds intense. What's going on there?
It's basically like your cells taking out the trash.
Okay.
During autophagy, your cells get rid of all those damaged components that contribute to aging.
Ah.
It's like hitting the refresh button.
So we give our bodies a break from digesting, and it can focus on cleaning and repairing.
Exactly.
It's like giving our systems a chance to like catch their breath.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
But of course, talk to your doctor before making any major changes to your diet.
Oh, absolutely.
Safety first.
Yeah, always.
All right, we talked about diet. Now we got to talk about exercise.
Of course.
Does breaking a sweat help rewind that epigenetic clock too?
You bet it does both aerobic exercise like jogging or swimming.
Right.
And high-intensity interval training, or HIT, have been shown to have a positive effect on those DNA methylation patterns.
So whether you prefer a nice jog or an intense workout, getting your heart rate up is good. It's interesting because we're not just talking about physical health here, right?
Right.
Exercise is good for our mental well-being too, and that plays a huge role in healthy aging.
You're absolutely right. It's all connected.
And speaking of connections, let's talk about stress and sleep.
Oh, yeah. Big ones.
How do those affect our epigenetic clocks?
So chronic stress, you know, those deadlines and daily hassles.
Ugh, tell me about it.
It can really speed up that clock.
So like all those late nights and worries are actually aging us faster.
It's not so much the big stressful events. It's
right.
more the constant low-level stress that really takes a toll.
Ah.
But here's the good news. Things like mindfulness meditation or even just getting out in nature have all been shown to help manage that stress.
So finding those moments of calm.
Yeah.
Amidst the chaos and really prioritizing self-care.
Exactly.
What about sleep? I feel like I already know the answer, but how does a good night's rest tie into all this?
Sleep is crucial when it comes to aging. When we sleep, our bodies can repair damage and maintain those healthy methylation patterns we were talking about before.
So skimping on sleep is like skipping those essential repairs.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It lets the damage build up.
So it's not just about feeling rested. Sleep actually lets our bodies do some serious work.
Exactly. It's like nighttime maintenance for your cells.
I love that. Okay, so we've got diet, exercise, stress management, and sleep.
Right.
All these things that can potentially influence our biological clocks.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It really is. But
yeah.
I got to know what else is out there. Are there more advanced interventions that could really shake things up?
That's a great question. And it leads us to some really cutting edge research.
Okay.
Get ready. We're about to step into the future of anti-aging.
Now we're talking. What kind of groundbreaking stuff are we talking about?
Things like senolytics, rapamycin, metformin.
Okay.
And even this mind-blowing concept of epigenetic reprogramming.
Wow. That's a lot to unpack.
It is.
Let's start with senolytics. What are those?
Okay. So imagine there are these zombie cells lurking in your body.
Zombie cells. Okay. I'm intrigued.
They're called senescent cells.
Senescent cells.
And basically, they've stopped dividing, but they're still hanging around releasing these harmful substances that contribute to aging.
Oh.
And senolytics are like cellular bounty hunters. They target and eliminate those zombie cells.
Wow.
Potentially improving tissue function and maybe even reversing some aspects of aging.
So senolytics are like a specialized cleanup crew getting rid of those troublemakers.
That's a great way to think about it, yeah.
Okay, what about rapamycin? And metformin. I feel like I've heard those names a lot lately.
They're getting a lot of buzz for good reason. They were actually developed for other purposes.
Oh, really?
Rapamycin as an immunosuppressant.
Okay.
And metformin for type 2 diabetes.
Huh.
But studies are showing they might be really powerful for slowing down aging, too.
So they're like accidental anti-aging heroes.
You could say that, yeah.
That's awesome. How do they work?
Well, rapamycin seems to influence these pathways involved in cell repair.
Okay.
Making them more efficient, and metformin affects metabolism and insulin sensitivity.
Got it.
Both of those are key players in how we age.
So they're coming at it from different angles, but both seem to have some really promising results.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
This is all so fascinating, but this next one sounds almost too good to be true. Tell me more about this epigenetic reprogramming thing.
It does sound kind of sci-fi, doesn't it?
It does.
Epigenetic reprogramming is this idea of resetting cells to a younger state.
Okay.
By directly altering their methylation patterns.
Wait, so we're not just talking about slowing down the clock, we're talking about turning it back.
That's the goal. It's still early days in the research.
Right.
But the potential is huge. Imagine taking cells that have aged and making them young again.
That's mind-blowing.
It is.
It sounds like this technology could completely change how we think about aging and what's possible.
Absolutely. It's a rapidly developing field.
Yeah.
We're only beginning to scratch the surface of what epigenetic reprogramming might be able to do.
Yeah.
But the future is really exciting. It really is. Who knows what breakthroughs are coming next?
Exactly. I know, right? It really is fascinating. And like, even if we just focus on the lifestyle stuff,
right,
it's still pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's like we can actually do something about it.
It feels so much more empowering than just like accepting that we're getting older.
Exactly.
But where do you even start with all these options?
Right. Right.
Diet, exercise, stress management, sleep.
Yeah, it can feel kind of overwhelming.
It totally does. Is there a way to measure our biological age, like to see if what we're doing is actually working?
There is actually, there are companies that offer epigenetic testing,
Oh, wow.
and they can give you like a snapshot of your biological age based on your DNA methylation.
So it's like getting a personalized aging report card.
Exactly.
That's so cool. But is it really just about the number, or is there more to it?
It's definitely more than just a number.
Right.
It's about understanding like what's affecting your biological age and making changes to improve your overall health.
So it's about taking charge of our health instead of just letting the years go by.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
The science behind the epigenetic clock and some practical ways to maybe influence it. What are some key takeaways you want to leave with the listener today?
Well, first of all, I hope this deep dive has given you a sense of hope.
Yeah.
The science is showing us that we have more control over aging than we used to think.
It's not about stopping time. It's about making the most of the time we have.
Exactly. It's about quality of life, not just
Yeah.
quantity.
I love that, living those years to the fullest.
Exactly. And remember, even small changes can add up over time.
Right.
And finally, stay curious. The field of epigenetics is always evolving. There are new discoveries all the time.
It's an exciting time to be alive. Who knows what amazing breakthroughs are just around the corner? This has been such a fascinating journey into the world of the epigenetic clock.
It really has.
But before we wrap up, I have one final thought. So we've talked about all these ways to maybe slow down or even reverse aging.
Yeah.
But like, it's important to remember that aging is a natural part of life.
Absolutely. It's not something to be feared or avoided, you know?
Right. The goal isn't to live forever. It's about living well for as long as possible.
Exactly. It's about maximizing our health span.
Health span.
Those years where we're really feeling good and healthy.
I love that instead of just extending our lifespan, it's about making the most of the years we do have.
Exactly.
It's about embracing all stages of life and finding joy and purpose in each chapter.
Well said.
Aging is a privilege after all.
It really is.
And speaking of the journey, we've really only scratched the surface here.
We have.
There's a whole world of potential anti-aging interventions out there,
Oh, absolutely.
beyond what we've talked about, like supplements and even more futuristic technologies.
There are so many exciting things being explored, like resveratrol
Okay.
and NAD plus precursors. Those are showing a lot of promise.
It seems like the anti-aging toolbox is constantly expanding.
It really is.
The possibilities are endless. But with all this talk about like manipulating the aging process,
Yeah.
what if instead of trying to conquer aging, we focused on aging gracefully, with wisdom and resilience and a deep appreciation for life?
That's a beautiful thought. I love that.
Yeah.
True longevity comes from adding life to our years, not just years to our lives.
So well said. Thank you so much for joining us on this incredible deep dive into the world of the epigenetic clock.
It's been my pleasure.
It's been an eye-opening exploration of the science, the potential, and all the possibilities that lie ahead.
It really is a fascinating field.
And to our listener, we hope this has left you feeling empowered and inspired to take an active role in your own aging journey.
Absolutely.
Remember, the future of aging is in your hands. Until next time.